Morning Watch, Taking the Way of Enjoying Christ as the Tree of Life, Week 4, Grafted into Christ to Become Part of the Tree of Life. Tuesday, Related Verses. Romans 11, verses 17 and 18. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree. Do not boast against the branches, but if you boast, remember that it is not you who bear the root, but the root you. Romans 6, verses 3-5. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our offenses. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of heaven and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Related reading. God's economy is a matter of the dispensing of the divine life into our being. As a result of this dispensation, we, the chosen people of God, have both the human life and the divine life. God created the human life to be the vessel for the divine life. When the divine life enters into the human life, the divine life becomes the content and the human life becomes the container and the expression. Some Christian teachers regard the Christian life as an exchanged life. According to this concept, our life is poor and Christ's life is superior. Therefore, the Lord asks us to give up our life in exchange for his. We yield our life to him, and he replaces it with his own life. However, our Christian life is not an exchanged life. It is altogether a matter of the divine life dispensed, infused into our human life. This is a basic concept in the scriptures. In Romans, Paul uses the illustrations of vessels, married life, and grafting. The illustration of the vessels shows that we are God's containers with God as our content. The illustration of marriage shows that a man and a woman with different minds, emotions, wills, personalities, characters, and dispositions are joined to form one unit. The illustration of grafting shows that two lives are joined and then grow together organically. Because neither the illustration of the vessel nor that of married life picture anything organic related to God's dispensation, Paul goes on to use a third illustration, the grafting of one tree to another. In Romans 11, verses 17-24, Paul uses the illustration of branches from a wild olive tree being grafted into a cultivated olive tree. As a result of grafting, the branches from the wild olive tree and the cultivated olive tree grow together organically. Each tree has its own life, but now these lives grow organically together and have one issue. In order for one kind of life to be grafted to another, the two lives must be very similar. For example, it is not possible to graft a branch from a banana tree to a peach tree. However, it is possible to graft some branches from a poor peach tree to a healthy, productive peach tree, for the lives of these two trees are very close to each other. We may apply this principle to the dispensation of the divine life into man. The divine life cannot be grafted with the life of a dog, because there is no resemblance whatever between these lives. But because our human life was made in the image of God and according to the likeness of God, it can be joined to the divine life. Although our human life is not the divine life, it resembles the divine life. Therefore, these lives can easily be grafted together and then grow together organically. In the line of hymn number 482 by A.B. Simpson, the poor tree is grafted to a better tree to gain a richer, sweeter life. The life of the poor tree does not disappear. Rather, it grows together as one unit along with the life of the rich, sweet tree. Once again, we see that this is not an exchanged life, but a grafted life. Furthermore, according to the natural law ordained by God, it is not the poor life that affects the richer life, but the richer life that affects the poorer life. In fact, the rich life will swallow up all the defects of the poor life and thus transform the poor life. In the same principle, when we are grafted into Christ, Christ swallows up our defects, but he does not eliminate our own life. On the contrary, as he swallows our defects, he uplifts our humanity. He uplifts our mind, will, emotion, and all our virtues.